This is KUT. The next legislative session is still more than 6 months away, but the Austin Independent School District has already chosen its focus issues for the next session. The first one isn't surprising, school funding, but as KUT's Kate McGee reports, the second one is something you might not expect.
It's mental health services. Austin ISD provides nearly 2,000 students with on-site counseling every year. Licensed therapists are based in 19 campus middle and high schools, and they handle a variety of issues.
Depressive disorders, anxiety disorders, trauma and stressor-related disorders.
That's Tracy Spinner. She's the Assistant Director of Comprehensive Health Services in the Austin School District.
Bipolar, substance-related issues, gender dysphoria, psychotic disorders. So we have definitely seen the need as a district.
Teachers and staff can refer students, and students can refer themselves to the program.
We're reducing, you know, barriers to care, which is one of the main reasons why, you know, families don't seek care for mental health. You know, access to care is one of the top reasons. And then the other top that we hear is, you know, are providers accepted on their insurance?
But since the district started the program, some of the on-campus therapists have run into issues with health insurance companies.
It's not unusual for our school-based mental health providers to be denied by insurance companies from being accepted as an in-network provider.
Spinner says insurance companies look at how many providers are in a geographic region, and if there are already a lot of providers nearby that school, the company won't accept the on-campus therapist as in-network.
And what we're finding is that we are going back, trying to negotiate with insurance companies to say, but this provider is the only school-based mental health provider that is contracted, you know, with the school district to provide a licensed clinician to serve the students at, you know, these designated schools. It's different than just being a provider in the community.
To eliminate this problem, Austin ISD is asking the legislature to amend the state's insurance code so all on-campus providers are considered in-network. Kate McGee, KUT News.